the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us once again. Today is January 18th, 2017. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here in Eugene, Oregon. Today we have as our guest Jose Gonzalez, who is a counselor. I don't know if you consider himself retired because he still helps people, but he's been with us before. We have some pretty lovely conversations, and they asked him to join us to discuss the activities and the ideas behind the incoming Trump Nation. So thanks for joining us, Jose.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you did drop off. That's really great. So one of the things I really want to talk to you about, I know you live in Texas, and I don't know if you're near where they're going to be having a women's march, but it's on my heart. I know after watching the hearings for Trump's nominees for his cabinet members, and especially the nominee that he had, DeVos, the lady that is going to be taking over the Education Department, it is astounding to me that our elected Republican officials can even endorse these people for America. I don't know how you feel about it, but I know that I'm personally going to the Women's March on Saturday. I mean, there are going to be millions of women rising up all across this nation against what we see is an attack on our rights.
Well, it is your right to protest. I do support any kind of protest, right, against our government. I do worry about the direction that the Obama administration has taken towards, passing, was it laws or was it just presidential orders against protesting in certain areas when there are certain politicians or so on and so forth. I do worry that, protesting is going to become more and more things people go to jail for. And I know my understanding...
Well, then we'll go to jail.
Yeah. The fine... basically, you get arrested, you go to jail, you pay a small fine, you get out, you go to court, you pay the fee, and that's it. It's under $100. People willing to go to jail have never been to jail. I've been to jail, and I'm like, I support protesters. I never protest. I'm outright revolution, Yes, by all means, women do need to flex their muscle because it is ridiculous. At one point, I think I told, I forget if it was on this show or on Vince's show, But you know, I said, so doesn't it seem to you that no politician can possibly be as stupid as the Republicans are making themselves out to be? To me, it seems obvious that they don't want to be elected. My way of thinking was the economy is going to crash. The US dollar is on its way out. The petrodollar is on its way out. It's going to crash. Republicans are smart enough to know that if they are in power when the dollar crashes, they will be to blame. It's not their fault because it happened anyway. So they've been doing their best to get Democrats to be in power. So when the dollar crashes, Republicans can come in and be the super. Hey, look what happened. The Democrats did. And now you can elect us and we'll fix everything up. Okay, I see that in the political scheme. I think Donald Trump was the biggest surprised person when he got elected. Nobody expected Donald Trump to win. I think even Donald Trump didn't expect him to win, right? Something weird happened. I really do think Hillary was supposed to have gotten the position, and something weird happened that kind of threw everybody for a loop. And now here we are with a man who said everything he could possibly have said wrong for someone trying to get elected. And yet he still got elected. Who knows what.
Well, you know what, Jose, I have some feelings about that, him being elected. It's like saying Hillary Clinton got elected. Neither one of them. This is why the Democrats didn't stop, didn't step in when they stopped the recall. Anybody can go to gregpalace.com and read about how the Republicans stole the general, the Democrats stole the primary. And so, this whole thing about that we have a free and fair election is a bunch of crap. And this is why I think women are standing up. The net result of this is the Democratic Party preferred Donald Trump over Bernie Sanders because they did not want an end to the Wall Street running our government. And, you know, Trump gave them just what they wanted. Wall Street's going to run the government. That's the way it's going to be. And with our restrictions on our rights, that came in with the End Patriot Act and the homegrown terrorists, which very few people know about, but those restrictions did come in during then. And that's when they began to corral people. Like, they just basically corral people. Anybody that goes to like a convention, so the Democratic, the Republican convention, you want to go see the president, you're sort of corralled. And that started the End Patriot Act. The whole, I think it was really more the Homegrown Terrorist Act that Jane Harman wrote, who was a Democrat, by the way. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of things that Americans have not really paid attention to. Like, they have just been bitching a lot because they're still spoiled brats, but they haven't really looked at how do you actually get involved. You know, I'm sort of a C-SPAN geek. I watch all these hearings and listen to these people and how they think and what they think. This is why I'm outraged at Jeff Sessions even being considered for the attorney general. I think every one of our elected Democratic officials ought to be boycotting this inauguration because this is really the deep state taking over. When we have military general is going to be running national security, and a woman who wants to gut her education system, who couldn't even in the hearing say she believes in the Disability Act that children should have full rights at school. She couldn't even say she agreed with that. I mean, we are going to see an unpeeling of our government if not it when these guys take over. And it is not going to be fun or comfortable. And in terms of being arrested, I think some of us are going to have to be arrested because it's a military state. We are living in an authoritarian military state. It is truly bureaucratic authoritarian regime, truly.
Yes, well, it has been a few decades now. Of course, you know, some people think that it occurred the day they became aware of it, but if you look back,
Right.
it's protested. This has been going on. Now, I will say something about this proposed women's march. Something favorable. I'm going to say something unfavorable to reflect how favorable I think the women's march is. My son started participating in protests when he came back from Iraq. He was a civilian contractor and saw, how hideous things were going on in Iraq, and he came back and became active. And he pointed something out that I had seen too, that Americans protest when it's convenient for them to protest. They had marches on Washington on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm like, well, why they protest on Saturday and Sunday? Nothing's going on. On Saturday and Sunday, you're just getting in the way of a bunch of tourists, and folks would protest, Friday night until Sunday afternoon, and then they had to get back to work. And my son would criticize them because basically they were just, supporting the system, but still protesting. Instead of protesting during the weekday when Congress was in session, so going into Congress and protesting there. Some people did, very few, but these people were doing it when on their day off, right? I admire that the women are going to be protesting on the day of the inauguration.
The
I
day
think that.
after, the day after.
There's
Well,
peace moves there.
but the women's march is the day after, and it was intentional so as not to interrupt it, so that we can make a strong voice, because it will not be even addressed if you do it the day of.
Okay, you're talking about the one that you're going to be attending.
Well, there's a nationwide, and the one that I'm attending here in Eugene is sort of an arm of this, and it's called the Women's March on Washington, on the day after the inauguration.
Okay,
And there
because I've been watching a few news channels, and there is a woman's group. Well, I don't want to say a woman's group. I think there's a group of women, and I think what it is a lot of different women's groups that are meeting on the day of the inauguration, and they're going to participate in the parade protesting. I know that they're probably going to be careful not to disrupt the inauguration because I think then the National Guard will come in and start knocking heads, which is always favorable. You don't want to be the group that got massive, incarceration on this day. Yes, I do admire any. Some women's groups are going to be protesting as of tomorrow. And tomorrow is Thursday, right? The day before the inauguration. And I'm like, well, finally, somebody's getting up there and doing something on a day when it matters. They are probably not going to get as much news coverage as they deserve, but I think because of Trump, they're going to get more news coverage than they would have gotten otherwise. Right? And we all know that.
Okay, so let me just say some things to what you've discussed here about these protests. First off, I have myself stood out many times on myself protesting. Anybody who watches my YouTube channel can see me standing protesting all by myself in cold, rainy days. I get that Americans want to do it when it's convenient and they don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. But I think a lot of the reason why these protests are on Saturdays and Sundays is economic necessity. Many people cannot take the day off the protest, period. They get fired. If you're a working mother and you're working at a job, you're making $11, $12, $1,300 a month, and you take a day off to go protest, you'll get fired. So these are economic reasons why people don't protest. Yes, it's in, and then fact that we now have the Homegrown Terrorist Act that says if you organize a national protest that stops major corporations in this country, you can be considered a homegrown terrorist. You're considered an economic terrorist. In fact, that language has been thrown around lately. It's not new language. It was passed by both houses, by the Democrats, by the Republicans in 2000, I think it was 2005, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, written by Jane Harlan. After she saw those, after she saw the terror, the Abu Ghraib photos. So she was one of two women who saw the photos. She wrote the Homegrown Terrorist Act. Nancy Pelosi took impeachment off the table. So that's their legacy in my book. But this idea of it being convenient, it's not just it's convenient, it's an economic necessity. And the third thing about all these so-called protests, this is a way to undermine these protests that are going on are not connected to the Women's March. And in fact, the Women's March on Washington has been planned for the day after the thing. It's going to start. There was a conversation. There was like when it was first going around on Facebook at the very beginning several weeks ago, like before or after was a conversation. But the idea is that you're going to have a lot of people in Washington, D.C. on that Friday because it's a Friday. So it's a natural kind of kickover to have it on the Saturday. And I think that it's not just going to be – people are going to be shocked. This is not going to be a small – little rally. It's going to start at 10. It's going to, marching begins at 1 in here in Eugene. Our marching is going to start at noon. And it's really about the whole idea about for us to find our voices because people have been so oppressed through the last 30 years, Frank, slowly and ebbed away, and this is just the final, you know, they're the knock in the wood on us, you know. And so I think people, especially since the won the election, I won't say that he, you know, I don't think we elected him, but he won the election. I think that a lot of this, there has been such an increase in demonization and hostility towards LGBTQ community, towards Native people, towards gay people and women, and just hold the meaning of it, the whole rise to the superiority, and it's just, it's got to end. And unfortunately, Trump has done nothing but incite it. I mean, he's going to go off the charts when he sees how many millions of hundreds of thousands of women are going to be out in the street on that day. I mean, I think that there's going to be, and the mainstream press to not cover it. I think it's going to be quite a shock.
Well, the mainstream media has done a pretty good job of not covering lots of things.
You know, isn't that their job? That's their job, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe.
I mean,
so,
their job is going to sell us to sell us the Trump Nation. Once all these guys get rubber stamped, what's he got? Five Wall Street guys running these different heads. I mean, he's got Rick Perry going to dismantle the department. This is the scary part. Rick Perry is going to be at the head of the Department of Energy, the man who couldn't even remember the department's name in his debate. You know, the Department of Energy had 90% of their budget is regarding nuclear. 90%.
I believe you pointed that out in one of your shows, and I heard it. Yeah, well, I have to agree with you. You know, Perry was our governor here in Texas. We finally found a way to get rid of him.
No, you didn't.
And he's, you know, he's back again. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to adjust my microphone here because it's rubbing against my cheek. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, people are always saying, "Hey, we need to get rid of the federal government, you know, and let the states run, you know, the government." I thought, you know, that sounds good if you're anywhere, but because Texan governors are doing a worse job oppressing the people, a better job of oppressing the people than the federal government is. You know, and I'm like, I'm of the opinion that we need the federal government to keep Texas governor from really running over minorities, especially minorities, but, you know, and you know, poor people in general. And then, you know, folks that are, you know, anti-United Nations. I'm like, we need the United Nations to make sure that people in the U.S. government stop bombing other nations. Well, it hasn't worked. You know, obviously, it hasn't. But anyway, it's hard to progress the U.N. anyway. Yes, I do agree with you. It's time for especially women to rise up. There's a clear-cut message when women who represent potentially half the population of the United States stand and say, wait a minute, we've had enough of this. And it's about time. I mean, you guys have been saying it, how should I say it? Women have been raising their voices in other ways for at least 100 years.
It's true. You know, the Women's Rights Act is still not passed. It has still not been ratified by our government.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the Equal Rights Amendment. Yeah, just start calling it the Equal Rights Re-Amendment, because it. I mean, they keep, you know, tabling it, and the people who support not passing it say, well, you know, we can't do this to our, we can't send our women to war. Well, you know, don't have wars.
Right.
Don't have wars. It's so unfair that they're saying, it's okay for us to send men to war, but we can't send women to war.
It's okay to kill the guys, but not the women.
Yeah, I mean, women's fingers can pull triggers just as well as men's fingers. I mean, there's, as far as war is concerned, that's all it's about. There's no real hand-to-hand combat. You know, we don't go out there with you know, swords, hammers, and axes anymore. Those days are gone. You know.
If we had that nowadays, we would have less war. Part of why the United States has become so egregious has to do with the drones. I mean, there's many things that our government is refusing to look at. I mean, when we look at the whole pie of, I mean, if you look at our economic pie, where we spend our money tells us who our values are. I mean, the amount of money we put into childcare, healthcare, schools is a tiny sliver. I mean, we give Israel more money than we give our schools every day. You know what I mean? It's just an outrage. We're promoting war. This is the thing. And so I think that this is probably going to be the good thing about these new, and I'm calling them the neoliberals, because this, what they're imposing on the United States is the neoliberal agenda that they imposed on South America. This is exactly what they did to South America. And frankly, I'm a bit nervous that we're going to see a Pinochet-style controlled democracy with Trump, which is why I'm willing to speak up now, because if people don't push back and make these people feel like we're not going to take it, they are going to slam down hard on everybody. I mean, it is not going to be a fun place to live in 2 years. I mean, I think they're going to put through some candy through Congress to get us some rapid economic gains so that they can win the next election, the next round of elections. But the thing will unravel within 4 years because it can't stand on its feet. So we're in for some serious shakings ups here. You know what's really amazing? I don't know if you thought about this, Jose, but where's been Hillary Clinton? Don't you think that's kind of a shock that she has been completely silent?
I have noted her silence. I mean, her silence is deafening.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? With everything, I mean, with the recount, you know, where was she? She poked her head out once, I believe, and that was it. I'm not too big into politics. I'm more into sociology and psychology, right? So I see the sociology and psychology of politics, because it's something you have to recognize when you see patterns develop. When he was president, she would be in jail. The media did, kind of call him on the nose. You're going to start jailing your opponents. But I knew what Donald Trump meant, and far be it from me to defend Donald Trump, right? I'm not a Trump fan whatsoever, not just because I'm Mexicano, but because I know how to think, right? Yes, I said yes. Finally, somebody who's going to punish the crimes of the previous administration. Let's hope. I hope Donald Trump puts Hillary Clinton in jail for the things she did during her tenure under Obama.
You know, that's not going to happen. He's already said it's not going to happen. He doesn't want to punish her. He doesn't want to make her life difficult. He literally said that.
Yeah, he already said that. I missed
Yes, he
that.
did. Yeah, he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to go. They're good people. He doesn't want to go after them. They're good people.
Let's hope
Those
he's lying
are in the
about that.
past.
Let's hope he's lying
Look.
about that.
He's their friends. This is the funny thing. I like the way he's pushing the media around. I'm like, that is such a game. It's such a game. People are buying that hook, line, and sinker as if that's even real. He's doing that. He's a barker at a circus, is what he is.
Yeah, well, he's an entertainer, and he got a lot of free press for it, right? What was it, tw 23 times more press than Bernie Sanders was given,
Wow.
and he got it for free. Bernie Sanders couldn't buy press when he needed, and as far as Bernie Sanders was concerned, I wanted to love Bernie Sanders, but I saw what was going to happen because I see the patterns,
You
and
too.
I was like, I want to jump on a bandwagon, but I see that these wheels are going to break. It's not going to be Bernie's fault. If he's not in on the plan, it's not going to be his fault, but he's going down. Heart's going to break, and I've had my heart broken before. And I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon because I see the pattern. And I hate that I was correct on it.
Me too. I'm with you on that one. I stopped donating to his campaign about, I don't know, 8 months into it. At the first, I was like starting to contribute every month, give $50 a month. Within a few months, I just smelled the rat. I could tell. They're gonna say either. I felt like you. They're either gonna set him up or he's in on it. And frankly, when he didn't walk out of the convention and give them the finger and say, "Hey, we're gonna go win the election." The third party, which he could have, I was livid, livid. I felt so betrayed. That was when I realized that we have this shakedown. We don't have an election. We have a shakedown, and they're rolling in. That's when I realized they're going to roll in the Trump nation. That's when I knew that that was just like, this is part of the program. This is just part of the neocon agenda. They're going to wipe out the New Deal, and they are going to be bringing in Pinochet-style controlled democracy. And like, look what's going on with the DAPL, no DAPL. I mean, the week before the inauguration, they have doubled up their resources. The water tanks in the snow last night spraying water protectors, just full force blasting them with water. They are going after them. They harass them. They brought in now missiles. They brought in these big trucks with missile weapons pointing right at the protesters. So, anybody who thinks that they're going to start protesting Trump Nation without being literally attacked by our government, by the military forces that we have that we call now the police. We're going to have to find out what it really means to be an American in the next 4 years because the fascists are definitely going to be in control.
Ay, ay, ay. Fortunately, I think we're going to get steamrolled, and we I don't mean me, because I'm going to sit here and watch it happen. South Texas is generally excluded from the rest of the nation. I live far enough south to where I can look up. I don't know how I can say up, but I can look north and say, "What are those doing?" It will not be the first time. You keep. I think the BBC, put out a documentary in which they said, "Okay, but the American people were going to rise up. If the American people were going to rise up, 9/11 was the time to do it. 9/11 happened, and the people didn't rise up. Some people did, and then they said, well, but when they people were too scared to rise up in 9/11, they surely were going to rise up with the passing of the Patriot. Okay, the Patriot Act passed, and the people did nothing."
Right.
And the narrator just keeps on saying, okay, but now that the U.S. government is going to do this, the people are going to have to. Well, we're not. And I mentioned my son Cyrano. My son Cyrano, one of those who rose up and made a stand. He got up and say, "Hey, everybody, come with me!" And he went out there and made a stand and got arrested and went to prison for 7 years, and you look back, nobody was following him.
Wasn't worth it. But you know why it's worth it? Because he stood up for what he thought was right.
Well, yeah.
My number one rule is like, at all costs, avoid the mob. Like, really, there are ways to legally protest. You can legally protest in this country. I mean, you can, there are ways. You just have to stay, in certain places. And I don't believe in challenging the authority of the cops, to be honest. Like, they're just regular human beings who really are just doing their job. They're asserting what, like, this thing about how you can't protest in front of any national monuments now. Getting arrested at the Martin Luther King Monument because they put up a sign with quotes and they were going to do their own little ceremony and they got indignant and, got to a scuffle and getting arrested with these really $18 an hour cops. These cops don't look like they were being paid a lot of money. You know what I mean? They're just security guards, really. And the reason is cops are mandated to enforce the law. Needs to happen is people need to get politically engaged, change the law. These laws came about because of, I'm telling you, the home, most people don't even know about the Homegrown Terrorist Act and the Unpatriot Act. But those two went together. They passed the Unpatriot Act right away, a year and a half, almost. So hi there, folks. This is Lonnie Clark. I think we just got cut off. So I have called us back. And I don't know if we're back on, but it looks like I am here and I'm trying to reach Jose again. But I guess talking about the homeless shelter is a little bit too much. So I don't think Jose's back on the line. So we'll see. Hold on just one second so I can give him a call back. I think he's gone. I think we lost our connection with Jose. Well, that was actually quite an interesting thing. So let me get back to this issue of this Women's March. Part of the reason that I really wanted to talk about it, and we have about a minute left, is that this is really about us standing up for all of us. It's not just a Women's March. It's about us talking to the Wall Street fascists who are about to throw us under the bus that we're not going to take it. That's why it's so super important for all of us to get out and get active. And I want to thank Jose for joining me and really giving me some good food for thought. He's always actually really awesome, which is why I hope to have him back on. So I would suggest to everybody that, put your courage feet on. Like, and having your courage feet on means being willing to go out and go to your city council meetings, go to your county commissioner's office, pay attention to your local politics, because the change does start from the bottom up. And hold your local police department accountable. I mean, we had big engagements here in the in Eugene, Oregon with our local police department, and it definitely did make a big, huge difference. And I think there was It's not perfect, but there was some things that really did get improved. So anyways, put your courage feet on. Tomorrow, we will be speaking with Hope again, I hope. And put your courage feet on. We have the Trump Nation coming in. As you can tell, I'm kind of anxious about it. I'm watching these hearings and they don't give me a sense of comfort. They give me a voice for action. So I am going to be much more active. Put your courage feet on. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jose, for joining us. If you're out there and listening, really appreciate your voice. We'll talk with you guys soon. Take care.